think it's you know, you may think that we're, you know, but it is worthy of discussion, and I don't know if the people that within these units can comment on it, but certainly I think that if you have a B4 diagnosis, being able to convert somebody into a therapeutic procedure rather than a diagnostic procedure followed by a therapeutic procedure is valuable.
I think one of the points is that we do, in fact, over the whole screening program, and Jill, correct me if I'm wrong, we have very few false positive B5s. It's an incredibly small number. And so I don't think that's a major problem here. And the gist of the audit must be to say we've got some units who are performing extremely well and others that are not meeting a standard, however sort of vague that standard may be. So is there anything we can learn from the good units, like Matthew said, with the other aspects? Should we look at the top 15, 20 units and say, is there anything that we can hand down to these other units to say we can improve our diagnostic rate?
This is a great slide. Jill, you can take us through it.
Yeah, this is really looking at how many assessment clinic visits you made in order to get a non-operative diagnosis. And you can see this is the invasive cancers, and this is the minimum standard here. And you can see that most people are being diagnosed at the one visit. But this is the picture with the non-invasive cancers, where you've actually got the lower non-operative diagnosis rate, but you've got a much greater number coming back for a second visit. And then, of course, these ones are where they're actually not, don't appear to be coming back at all. You just do the one visit. If you don't get it, then you say that you haven't got a non-operative diagnosis. So maybe it's something about what you do at that first visit and how many times you bring people back.
But I think Matthew's point earlier is well made. I mean, you look deep, you get into the details of the performance of the individual units around those visits, and I think you will be able to get some important insights into how you can improve all this.
I think absolutely. I think there's stuff here that we haven't seen before. I mean, I am very relieved that when you put in the B4, C4, B3, C3, I mean, it's the vast majority going to be B. That at least suggests that the radiologists or the people doing the procedures are pretty good at targeting. So I think we really are now into not so much volume, because I entirely agree that converting from 14 to vacuum doesn't always make a difference, and looking at the surveys it suggests that vacuum is not necessarily the answer. But I think it's now actually for those units to go back and say, well, how are we processing these things? Are we getting enough calcium out? If we have a high B3, B4 rate, ought we to be taking more specimens, either vacuum or what have you, and keep plugging away at that whole process? Because it's not just about getting needle in the right place. It's getting adequate tissue out. It's getting that tissue to the pathologist and processing it appropriately. We haven't yet come out to the understaging.
But sorry, Matthew, can I just make one point looking at this bottom slide, which I think is quite interesting. I think that as a key quality indicator, right, setting a target for a minimum preoperative diagnosis rate of somewhere here, around about 70% at the first visit, you know, I think would change a lot of this, because it's very hard to accept that these units around this level are performing to the same standard at the initial clinic assessment to these ones up here. I think so. In terms of the activity that's going on in individual units at the first assessment clinic, there has to be a difference. Either that, or it comes down to issues around, you know, the pathologist or, you know, individuals working within the program. But I think that bottom slide there shows vast differences between, you know, across the spectrum of the units.
My first question would be, because I haven't seen this in this format, is it genuinely two needles, or is it they come to the assessment clinic and then they get their stereo needle booked at a second visit? Because I know people have vacuum and stereo lists. I mean, just back one step, you know, we've reset this standard. We've deliberately dumped the bar really high 18 months ago to resolve this issue, because we're all sitting back saying, aren't we clever? Actually, we are clever, because the Americans would die for this sort of data. Yeah. And when I show this in the States, they don't believe me.
But can I tell you, I mean, in terms of international best practice and what to do and all that sort of thing, there's a great story to tell around those slides, if you could,
absolutely.
You know, in terms of... the management, modern management diagnosis of screen-detected breast cancer. If you just kind of drill down a little bit within the units and ask the questions, because there are hugely different work patterns across these units, I would say. Okay, last point from Mr. Bishop.
It's really the people to the left of the curve. The left is always a very disagreeable area. Are these the same units year after year, Jill? Or does it change?
Yes. I would imagine that they are. We could certainly look that up. I think that most of them, you don't move from the right to the left very often, do you?
Let's leave politics out of it, okay?
I think we need to go back to slide 19, if that's a possibility. Okay, and move on to the next one, was the one we did. And we're going to have a very short interlude, I think, on surgical caseload. We've got a question for you before we show you some graphs.